Texas School of the Air welcomes you to your story parade.
Oh, play the pipe, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With happy smiles and marching feet, the parade is coming down the street. Here comes the lion, and there is Andy. Winnie the Pooh and Jack a Dandy. Red Riding Hood and the little red hen. Jack and Jill and King Cole's men. Oh, play the pipe, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With kings and queens and silks arrayed, your story parade.
Boys and girls, you're listening to Your Story Parade. It's the transcribed radio program all for you. Yes, and it comes to you on your radio every week at this time to bring you Your Story Parade Lady.
Hello, John, and hello there to everyone listening.
Story Parade Lady, hello to you from all your friends. They're waiting now by their radio, waiting to hear your story for today.
Oh, and today we have a wonderful story, John. It's a story about a king. A king by the name of Midas. King Midas and the Touch of Gold. The story begins on a faraway day in a kingdom by the sea. The kingdom belonged to a very rich king with the name of Midas. Oh, what a rich king he was. Now, do you know he had more gold than any other king in the whole world? And he had a little daughter, too. And he was very, very fond of her. Yes, he was fond of his little daughter, all right, but I'm afraid that King Midas was fonder of gold than of anything else. Now, one day, his little daughter came running to him with her arms full of yellow flowers.
Yellow like gold?
Yes, because, you know, gold is yellow, too. And the yellow flowers made good King Midas think more than ever of yellow gold. He said,
"Yes, my little daughter, your flowers are pretty. See? They're yellow like gold. What a pity. What a pity they only look like gold."
"But, Father," the little girl said,
"Hush, my child. Yes, I wish that your flowers were really gold."
"Oh, Father,
I wish that everything I touch, everything, would turn to gold when I touch it. I wish I had a touch of gold. A touch of gold. Yes. A touch of gold."
Good King Midas wished for a touch of gold. He wanted everything, when he touched it, to turn to yellow gold. Poor man. He didn't know that his wish would soon come true. And he didn't know the trouble it would cause. He whistled as he thought of the gold that he had, and at the thought of someday maybe having even more. And then, listen to hear what happened.
"Gold! Gold! Well, I'll unlock the door to my counting house, and I'll go count my gold once more."
Good King Midas went off into his counting house. It was filled with bags of golden money, golden bars and golden vases and jars and statues. And there were iron bars over all the windows. He wanted to be sure that thieves couldn't break in. Nothing must happen to the good king's gold. Oh, but come, everyone listening. Come, and let's slip up close, close, and listen to him count his gold and money.
Gold. Gold all around me. Why, I have more gold than anyone else in the world. But I haven't nearly enough. What I really need is a touch of gold.
How now, good King Midas?
And what were your words of a touch of gold?
But I heard a voice. A voice where there can't be anyone. The windows are barred and locked and... Oh! A shadow has fallen across my golden coins. A shadow here across my table.
How now, good King Midas? Be not afraid.
Who are you? I see you. What are you?
Only a stranger. A friendly stranger, O King. With a touch of magic in my words.
Would that I had the magic touch, a touch of gold in my fingertips.
You wish for the touch of gold?
I want it more than anything else in the world.
Are you sure it will make you happy?
Very sure.
Good King Midas, When the sunrise comes tomorrow, in your fingers you shall have the magic, magic touch of gold.
The king hardly slept that night. Oh, how excited he was with the hope that when the morning sun came, it would bring him the touch of gold. He did sleep at last. And then suddenly morning had come. The king sat up in his bed and stretched his arms.
Oh, morning. Morning, and I remember he promised me a touch of gold. And so I touch. And I touch, and I touch, and I touch. My bed, my cover, my chair. But nothing happens. Nothing happens at all. I still do not have the touch of gold.
King Midas had forgotten. The stranger had promised him a touch of gold only when the sun began to shine. And now it finally did begin to shine, for the morning was late enough at last. And then, suddenly...
Gold! The cover on my bed has turned to gold at my touch. Now my chair is gold all over. My shoes and my clothes, gold. I have the touch of gold.
King Midas jumped out of bed in a frenzy of joy. He ran about touching everything. He turned his table to a table of gold, and he turned the pages of his books to leaves of gold. And then he dressed himself in clothes of golden cloth. And then he went running out into the garden. Many roses were growing there, and he touched them one by one. Why, he even tried to catch a bird to touch it. And then he went in for breakfast with his little daughter. The king said,
"Good morning, my little daughter. And what a wonderful, wonderful morning it is, because..." My dear, my sweet little girl, there are tears in your beautiful eyes.
And the little daughter was crying indeed. She held out a golden rose to the king, her father, and said, "Look, father. All the roses that were so sweet have been changed into gold. They aren't soft anymore. They aren't gentle. And they aren't sweet to smell."
"Well, now, I wonder how it ever happened."
The king was ashamed to say that he had caused the mischief, and so he said,
"Poo-poo, my dear, don't cry about it. Sit down and eat your bread and milk or anything else you want."
And the king poured himself a cup of coffee from a golden pot. He was very fond of coffee to drink. But when he lifted the cup to his lips...
How shall I ever drink a golden lump of coffee?
Well, he couldn't drink it, of course. And so next he reached for a piece of toast, golden brown with butter for a hungry king. But as soon as he touched it...
I can't eat toast that's really gold.
Then next he reached for a hard-boiled egg. He was going to hit it quick on the table to break it open before it turned to gold, too. But the noise of it rang on the table like this.
A golden egg from my touch of gold. This is a problem. If all my food shall turn to gold, well, I surely shall starve.
But the trouble from the touch of gold had only just begun. The little daughter ran around the table to her father when...
"No, not my little daughter, no. She cannot be a golden statue. She can't.
But she was. Her soft red lips were changed to hard and yellow gold, and even the blue of her eyes were gold now. And her hair was even more of a golden color than ever before.
"What have I done? What have I done to my little daughter?"
Poor King Midas could only wring his hands in despair. He wished... Oh, how he wished that he might be the poorest man in the whole world, if only he could have the little girl safe and alive again. And then from the window, a shadow from the sun fell across the floor. The king looked up.
"You? You again? Have you not caused enough trouble?"
Yes, the stranger stood there, a stranger with the touch of magic in his words. And the stranger said,
"How now, friend Midas? How is the touch of gold?"
"I am miserable. I am ruined. Gold is not everything that's good. I have lost what I love most dearly."
"Ah, so you have made a discovery. Good King Midas, which had you rather have? The Golden Touch or a glass of clear, cold water?
Oh, blessed water.
The Golden Touch or a crust of bread?
A crust of bread?
The Golden Touch or your own little daughter?
Oh, my child, my child. One little hair of her head is worth more to me than all the gold in the world.
You were wiser now than you were, King Midas.
Wiser? Yes, but I am undone. I'm a miserable man. Oh, if my little daughter were only alive again.
Now, now, good king. If you wish to lose the touch of gold, plunge in the river at the bottom of the garden. Take a vase of the same water and sprinkle it on everything you wish to change back to what it was.
And then the stranger disappeared with the sound of magic. The king repeated the words as though in wonder if they were really true.
He said, if I wish to lose the touch of gold, I must plunge in the river at the bottom of the garden. Why, to do that, I need only jump through the window here, and I'll do it!
Head over heels, clothes and all, down he went into the water. Oh, how he splashed about. His golden clothes weren't gold anymore, and he poured water from a pitcher on a golden rose, and there it was, lovely and alive again. Oh, yes, the touch of gold was gone forever. But to finish the story, old King Midas came running back up into the palace with a pitcher of water, and he sprinkled it over the golden statue of his little daughter. And at once she began to sputter and to sneeze. Why, Father, she exclaimed, you've spilled water all over my dress. He didn't explain how foolish he had been, but he led her into the garden and began to sprinkle the water on her precious roses. 500 soon were nodding and blooming as sweetly as ever. Real roses now, not gold ones. And soon only one trace of the gold remained. There was a soft shine of golden light in the soft curls of the little girl's hair.
To tell you the truth, I hate the sight of everything gold. For a little child, boy or girl, is dearer than all the gold in the world.
And that's the end of the story of Good King Midas and the Touch of Gold.
What a happy story it was. But Story Parade Lady, what's our story for next week?
Oh, next week, John, it's the story of the Gingerbread Man.
Ah, be sure to listen, boys and girls, next week at the same time, same station, for the Story Parade Lady and the story of the Gingerbread Man. Story Parade is presented as a transcribed public service program of the Texas School of the Air, State Department of Education, in cooperation with the Texas Association for Childhood Education. Your Story Parade lady is Helen Kelly. Wesley Davis writes the scripts. This is John Allen saying goodbye now. Until next week.